Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Started off the day talking about the NFL and their desire to just push through the season and maybe not stretch it out a little bit. Players upset. Patriots players upset. And this question of what's the perfect protocol? If the NFL is doing so many things wrong right now, what is the protocol that will work without there being a bubble? Because that's the situation the NFL is in right now. Tommy is in Lynn. He's been hanging on. Tommy, thank you. What do you got?
What's up, guys? I have a funny joke to tell you guys, all right?
All right.
You ready? All right. I called Felger and Maz a couple of days ago, and they passed me on to you guys for an internship job. And I want you guys' input with that one. What's you guys' input?
I got a joke for you.
What?
Pick your Henway up behind you.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
What's it look like?
I don't know. How you doing, Zoe?
How you doing?
How you doing, Zoe?
What you doing, John?
How okay. you doing? What's up, Zoe?
What's up, John? What's up?
What are we doing? What are we doing?
We're screening interns.
His name's first on the show. I don't know what to tell you.
Screaming or screening?
Screening! What's the best thing? Here, John, you come in here.
He's engaging with the caller.
4 hour day.
He's speaking, which is a plus right now.
What are you going to do to make our show better?
It's new.
And give me a list of four things you're going to do every day you're in here.
I'll mop the floors. I'll serve you coffee, Zoe.
Nice.
And I'll buy you lunch every day.
Oh, out of your pocket.
Yes.
Top of the list, Jim.
Yep.
Yep.
Where was the joke?
I was waiting for it. Didn't quite get it. I'm going to move on.
I never heard the joke.
Kevin's in Foxborough. Kevin.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Wondering if if Belichick ends up trading a first rounder for Jimmy G, do you think that's just him openly admitting that he undervalued trading him to the 49ers to begin with and only got a second?
Oh, that's a good point. Openly just throw. No, that's why it would have to be a first plus something back. That's why I threw a second out there first. Like, we'll give you what you gave up. Right?
Yeah.
You know what? We're going to trade for him. We're going to give him. He's already got that $50 million coming to him that Brady wanted that we wouldn't give him. But now we're going to give him a bunch of extra years, too, and rehab this guy.
Italian Osweiler.
Good, not great.
So what would the
better in New England than he ever would be in San Francisco.
So what would the math on that be for trading back for a player? You traded.
Player comes in costing a hell of a lot more than he did when he left.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
What do you mean by this?
So would you have to
they drafted him in what, the third round?
Yeah.
They traded him for a second rounder.
He was a second round pick.
If they were to trade, he was?
Yeah, 64.
Okay. Last so pick. Is it a second or a third?
Wow. He was the last pick of the second round.
I always in my mind he's a third round pick.
Did they trade
sort of like Zoe's a third round pick. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise. First, but there was fewer picks that year, so you were really a third round.
Third round money.
So yeah, he was drafted for a late second, he got traded for a second. And now what? He gets traded for a first? No, not by himself. You got to throw something else in that deal. Or you're trading for a second again.
Yes. You can't give up a first to get him back.
Second. It's a second round pick?
It's a second round pick. It's a first and something else along with Garoppolo.
It's like a second round pick swap. You take him. No, we'll take him. No, okay, you have him back.
We'll give you a three.
So there's got to be some sort of, you know, sweetener in there if it's a first round pick. You've got to get either another player back or you're getting another pick back in return. Right? Okay, you give up a first, we'll send you Jimmy G and a second. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like along those lines.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it could be. Matt in Weymouth. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
So my question to you is with Dwayne Haskins being bumped down to the third and Ron Rivera, rumor has it, wanting to get rid of him within the next few weeks, what are the odds the Patriots go after him, or even if they should, and what would you give up for him?
I would not give up a ton. I'm not a huge fan of his. What would you give up?
I think he's stiff. I think he's very stiff. Doesn't run a lot. More of a pocket passer. And that's been the issue down here. I'd get him off the waiver wire. I wouldn't trade for him.
So he's, a first-round pick a year ago, and I look at him and say, I'm not sure that was worth a first-round pick.
Yeah. No, it's Snyder's kid's friend.
It was a ridiculous reach at the time. Yeah. We all laughed at the pick.
Big reach at the time, and it's looking that way just a year plus into it. I would not target him. I don't know what the Patriots' level of interest is in that player, but I would not assume that there is interest. I'd take a pass altogether.
So those big barrel chested kid throwers too. Winds up, yeah.
Chris is in Hartford. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, hey, I'm glad to hear you guys this morning. I really thinking about Jones, Maz, and Felger early in the morning. I wanted to do a pencil off the top of my house. You know what I mean? So.
What's a pencil? Whoa. Like, what's a pencil off top of your house?
Jumping into a swimming pool, but just doing the pencil into your front yard, though. instead of diving off the diving board, he wants to dive off his roof into the, pavement.
That's awesome.
Yes.
No, it was really bad. It was thinking all night long.
You're going to end up like an ankle like Dak when you do that.
It's worse with coronavirus going on, but to think about 12 hours ahead of time to listen to those guys in the morning.
You can thank the game getting canceled for that.
And then you had goofy Jimmy Stewart tweeting out about, very upset we can't do read and react.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, if we got Zoe in the studio before a Patriots game, wouldn't we want to hear a guy who played in the NFL? Like, what's going on here? But Zoe, you would have been on the cast.
Yeah, he's
though.
Doing the game.
I got to do
that's
game.
Why, that's why
yeah.
he wouldn't have been able to do it.
So. Makes sense. But listen, right. with Dak, though, that's an ankle. And, yeah, it's all messed up and it looked really, really bad. But the ankle's a lot different than, up on that, the leg. So, I think the prognosis is pretty good. Am I right, Zoe?
Well, I say this because is it a clean dislocation the way Gordon Hayward's was? They were able to get that thing back in there. There was minimal damage to some of the, what they call those?
Ligaments?
Ligaments, yeah. It wasn't as bad as they thought it was, but you still got to get in there and tighten that up, and it's going to take a lot of rehab.
Compression socks.
But it's not like you're dealing with compound fractures with plates and pins and rods, and it's going to take a long time to get that thing up and going.
No, it's definitely a better prognosis than Alex Smith. Alex Smith nearly had his leg amputated. He was this close to having that happen.
Ugh.
This is Gordon Hayward, right? Like that's the probably the closest comp, right? It's got
to
be.
Yeah, the closest comp to Gordon Hayward.
Yeah.
You don't hear dislocated ankles anymore.
No, it's not an injury. That doesn't happen anymore.
No, you don't hear about it all the time. Like normally it's a twisted ankle, broken ankle, not
like
dislocated. Wait,
it did break the skin though too.
Who's?
Dax.
Oh God.
Yeah, that's what the story said. It broke the skin.
Yeah. So when it's twisted the other way, it looks like a compound fracture. I still don't think it's a compound fracture.
I thought that's what the report said.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Yeah, compound fracture and a dislocated ankle.
Oh, he's
all messed up.
He's done.
Done what?
I take that all back.
Done with what?
No, it's going to be much, much harder rehab.
It's going to be a couple of years before he's right.
So just
much harder rehab.
And quick answer to the question, ankle is not better than upper leg. I would say it's the opposite. Like if you break your leg,
yeah,
you heal your leg, and okay, you got a pretty good chance. Ankle, lot of stuff going on down there between the dislocation and the compound fracture.
Working right, twisting, ball joints.
What have you always said, Zoe? The high ankles, just the high ankle sprain is one of the worst things to deal with.
Worse. Rather break your leg.
Exactly. And we're talking about a compound fracture in the ankle plus the dislocation. 4 to 6 months recovery time, and then we'll see.
It's like smallpox. You never hear of it anymore. Doesn't happen.
Polio. Don't get much of that anymore. No, and especially for Dak, with as mobile as he is.
His ability, a lot of that is reliant on that.
Everything that he does now is him being like, you know, a multi-threat type of quarterback. That sucks for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it takes away your ability to slide and move and third and four. He likes to pick up plays with his legs like that.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. More on the NFL. More of your calls are coming up next. We'll talk a little Bruins coming up later in the hour.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
As far as the Patriots, Cam Newton, from what I'm told, still has not put together two negative tests in a row, which he needs to get cleared. He was still positive late this past week. If they were going to play on Monday, there's an outside chance he was going to be cleared. So the fact that it's been moved to Sunday certainly helps their cause with Cam.
That's Jay Glazer over the weekend on Cam Newton. There is news on Stephon Gilmore. Put up a post on Instagram where he says, ready to be back in action with the 100 emoji and also the lock emoji. That, of course, being the Gilly Lock, as he likes to call himself.
Where'd that name come from?
He says, I think it's because he's a lockdown corner and his name's Gilmore. Gilly for
Lock.
Short, so it turned into Gilly Lock. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's different.
It is. It's probably what makes it good. Mm-hmm. Different is good. Unique is good. But he says he's ready to go. What does that mean?
I just think he feels good. It means he's asymptomatic.
Two negative tests? Does he have negative tests to get back out there?
No, he'd come off a list.
Good call.
Come off the COVID list when he gets right. Two negative.
Well, maybe he's going to today.
Maybe.
Maybe he had a quick, like, 48-hour COVID. You know, they say that you can get that 48-hour flu. Is there a 48-hour COVID?
An 18-hour virus, man.
Are there people who have gotten through that in a couple of days?
Yeah.
What was that?
That's an 18-hour virus. In one way, out the other.
Oh. Got it. Andrew's in Milton today. Andrew.
Hey guys, I'm just wondering, with this year and with this year in general, just in terms of improving the team in the here and now, like not getting Garoppolo or any of that, do you think there's any chance Bill or just teams in general are just kind of like, nah, who really knows with this year? Who knows if we're even going to get through it? I'm not going to give up a first-round pick, second-round pick for anything of value. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what you're talking about, though, is you're talking about moves that would help the team right now, right? Like receiver depth. Or,
yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah, I could see that definitely being the case, especially if things get worse in the next few weeks. Mm. And it's what blows my mind about the owners being resistant to a Week 18, as Judy Batista just reported about an hour ago. The owners are going to have a meeting, I guess, and sources are telling her that there's a lot of pushback on the possibility of a Week 18. If there's so much pushback on the possibility of one lousy week, what's your level of faith in the season being done if you're a head coach in the league? And when you're looking at the trade market and you're saying, well, are we going to finish the season? To be determined. And if I'm trading for a player that has no term left on his contract beyond this year, I'm not giving up a pick for that. I'm not going to do the Mohamed Sanu. Well, Mohamed Sanu is not a good example. He had another year to go. But Emmanuel Sanders, was his contract up in the offseason?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be an example. not going to make a move at the deadline to bring a guy in who's going to be gone at the end of the year.
Saints went to the Saints.
We're going to roll with what we have. So I think, Andrew, you're probably right about that. Just roll with what we've got. And if we're good enough, we're good enough, and it's a weird year. And if we don't feel like we're quite there, hey, things could break our way because of injury or illness or anything else, or guys having a hard time focusing or getting ready or whatever. Throw whatever you want into that bag.
We had a caller, couldn't go on the air, but he said that they don't want to extend the season because of the Daytona 500 is the week after the Super Bowl.
So move the Super Bowl to the week after the Daytona 500.
President's Day weekend?
Sure. Well, move the Super Bowl to March. Move the Super Bowl to April. You think people are not going to watch the Super Bowl?
I'm just saying that's one thought from somebody that the Daytona 500 has an impact on this.
Okay, put it the week after the Daytona 500. There. I just solved the problem for them. Done. By the way, we've already talked about this. If they were to put in just a week 18, they would not be rescheduling things anyway. They would drop the bye week most likely before the Super Bowl. You'd go straight from the championship weekend into the Super Bowl.
Good.
Much like it was after 9/11 when the Patriots played Pittsburgh, won in Pittsburgh, was in New Orleans, what, 2 days later? When did they arrive? When did the Patriots arrive in New Orleans? Was it Monday?
Yeah.
Did they travel back from Pittsburgh and travel then turn
back,
around?
Back from Pittsburgh, packed a bag, and then left Monday.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why did I feel like it was Tuesday?
They may even left Friday, Monday, Sunday night to get down there, get set up, have a day.
Huh. I don't recall.
I got there Tuesday.
Jim got there. Jim
got there Monday. Tuesday.
Arrived
drove,
on Tuesday.
We got there Tuesday.
And that nice
Tuesday evening.
And his awesome conversion van that he took down.
What kind
no,
of,
that year is the Ford Explorer.
Ford Explorer.
What'd that thing smell like? Beef, beef and Tostitos?
Correct me if I'm wrong. You didn't have gas money and had to go to the casino to try and win some gas money.
At the end of the week, we didn't have money.
Yeah.
We didn't have dinner money. We were like, all right, what are we going to do? I don't know, peanut butter and jelly back at the house that we were staying
what
at.
What about but, fuel?
We went to the Harrah's and we each put $20 on one hand of blackjack.
Well, there's your problem.
It was a hand you should double down on. Mm. So my buddy looked at his cousin who was hosting us and she looked and said, all right, what the hell? Double down. We won, went on a run, won a little bit. We had money for the rest of the weekend.
Wow.
Price at eight.
Just here's make sure. A $100 tip for you. Jim, that's your per diem.
We saw Moses Malone on a craps table, leaning over the craps table. 7 foot guy leaning over. The first time I'd ever seen anything like that.
Who's the weirdest person you ever seen?
At Harrah's? This is where you're at down there. That's only one, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think it was back then.
Yeah.
Remember that morning I saw Pete Rose eating breakfast?
You ever been there already?
Yes.
Harrah's, New Orleans?
Yeah.
It's nice. Not that nice.
That's all right.
It's not that nice.
It was nice that night.
It serves the purpose.
Yeah,
it was serves the purpose.
It was something to do on that drive for five hell trip that I went on. I got it into a casino.
You're not a big fan of that bus trip, huh?
I wouldn't do it again. That's what you mean.
Yeah. But you would rent an RV and go away with your family.
How big is the RV?
Nice one.
Because I like my space. Does it have a hot tub?
Some do have a hot tub. You got to pay extra for that. If you're lucky enough, some have the hot tub that you could share with the whole camping ground when you get there.
It's inflatable. It's an inflatable hot tub.
No, there's one with a lot of Clorox in it. You could smell it about a mile away. Honey, we're coming up on a camping ground. I could smell it. Mm. Nobody getting sick in that thing.
Inflatable hot tub. It's powered by a campfire.
That's what it is. The bubbles you feel, kids, that's is how, from that straw.
That's how you make it work.
With that big man at the top of the hill there, and he's blowing it through the hose. Ugh.
So, I think there's a way that it could definitely, if you go back to that trade deadline thing, it could. Which for the Patriots is too bad. But could be the prudent move in such a weird year. 617-779-0985.
Yes. I got an update on that. The Patriots left early Monday morning.
Okay.
So played Pittsburgh, AFC title
week. I got an
week.
Update on that. Thank you, Patriots.
And bang. Left Monday morning early.
That's crazy.
Down in New Orleans party. So that, give some Creole.
I'm trying to remember back. That was a 1 o'clock start in Pittsburgh in the AFC title game. Early back game. When they did early, like 1 o'clock starts. Now it's always 3-6. But back then, or like four, is it 3-6? 4-6? What is it now? 4-7?
I think it's like.
Might even be
yeah,
later.
It might be later now, yeah.
That was like an early game. Like 1 o'clock kick, played the game, won the game, flew back to Foxborough. That's a quick flight. Got back, went home, packed, and then was back on a plane Monday morning.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Well, they've done it before. They can do it again if necessary. But the NFL needs to lighten up and realize they got to be more flexible. Might take a little extra time to get through this thing.
Florio points out week 18 is going to be in play if tomorrow's game gets canceled.
Thank you.
Right? Now, I know he's like, everything's the worst that can possibly be. He's on one side of this equation,
oh,
but
yeah.
Still.
He's Dr. Death.
He is right, though.
Has he been highly critical of the league?
Everybody that's tried to do anything outside of like harsh restrictions, yes. Right. He's been harsh. He's been critical of. Brady is his whipping boy.
Because Brady was in the park and Brady had the workouts against the NFLPA's advice.
Oh, he hates Brady, yeah.
Well, I mean, Brady has sort of attracted that throughout his career. He has a large group of haters.
I'm sure that'll crush Brady.
I love how you still stick up for Brady all the time.
Mike Florio hates you.
Hey, that's one of your guys, Mike Florio.
I like Florio. Brady hates me, too.
617-779-0985. An update from earlier when we talked about Dan Quinn getting fired. Raheem Morris is going to be the interim head coach there going forward.
Who?
Raheem Morris.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll do an okay job.
Can't be any worse.
I don't think Raheem Morris was a horrible head coach when he was with the Bucks. He had bad teams. He had a bunch of bad teams there. I think Raheem Morris might be all right there. He might get something out of that group, although the coordinators there have been, including him, have been garbage. I mean, nothing has looked well coached there this year. 0-5. Hey, did you see what happened with the Bruins over the weekend?
I did.
Had some moves. Move, Craig Smith, Torrey Krug is out. Torrey Krug gone. He's gone to the St. Louis Blues. Let's talk about those developments. And where the Bruins are going from here. We'll do it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, there was just no communication. Nothing happened. So, like I said before, once the opportunity presented itself to be a Blue, I had to take the chance and jump on it.
That is what they say. Anytime you get presented with an opportunity to move to St. Louis, you got to do it.
Yeah. Can't
there
beat him, join him.
That you got an offer from the Bruins. Is that true?
Yeah, about a year ago.
Oh! Shot.
He sounds pissed.
Should be.
That's what I took away from it. Torrey Krug sounds annoyed with the Bruins. He wanted to stay, but he also wanted his money. He wanted both of those things, and that would be ideal for him or anybody else. Why would you not want to stay here if you're already settled here and you've been here for the length of time that he's been here? Of course. So, hey, what's the difference in money? About $6.5, $7 million because of the extra season?
Yeah, they got one more year.
How do you not take that, especially when it sounds like the Bruins weren't even making an offer at the end?
If they offered that, if they offered less when the economy was good a year ago, what did they offer now? Or what were they thinking of offering now that they didn't want to insult him with?
Right.
Because when he said that a year ago, I was like, oh, that's important. If they offered that to him a year ago when the finances were different, what the hell were they going to offer him today?
Right. I'm not sure. But I know they didn't have an offer on the table at the end. They did not value Torey Krug as much as I think some Bruins fans value Torey Krug. And I'll tell you what.
They didn't value Torey Krug to anywhere near what we thought Torey Krug was going to command on the open market.
Well, isn't that part of this story, too? He did not get the crazy money that people had speculated he might get. Oh, he'll be an $8-plus million-a-year guy. And nope, he's not.
No, I don't think anybody said over eight a year. I think seven.
Oh, some lunatics did. I couldn't believe that. That blew my mind.
Well,
in this year right now or like last year at this time?
No, granted, it was before the pandemic had started. So.
I think he got a pretty good deal for right now. Yeah,
I think he did very well for himself. He's not quite 30, right? He's 29. Next season, he'll be 30. Yeah, he'll be, I think. I don't know. Whatever it is.
The point is, would you have paid him that or something close to that?
I don't want to do a 7-year deal with Torey Krug. I told you guys that before, so I'm not upset about it. I'm not. You draw your line, you say goodbye. Their offer was less than what he got, and their offer was a year ago, according to him.
I could care less whether it was 6 or 7. I mean, you're already in at 7. What's the difference if you give him
Thank
a 7th
you,
year?
Thank you, Zoe. Yeah. Thank you.
What's if you're talking a 4-year deal and a 7-year deal, that's a big difference.
Yeah. Because, well, maybe he should only be getting a 5-year deal. What's the difference between 5 and 7?
That's a big difference. Oh, now you're starting to spread away.
I mean, what if your thought is to give a guy a 5-year deal and you say, you know what, we're going to extend ourselves to 6. And then another team beats you at 7. You've got to draw your line somewhere.
Oh, well, it seems like they had their line drawn.
Okay, but.
Have you talked to him? Nope, not in a year.
The way Torey Krug was talking a year ago, I don't think that 7th year would have been the deal breaker. I think he would have settled at 6, and the money that the Bruins were talking about, had they come back to the table at this point, maybe the things had gone too south. Maybe the feelings were hurt to this point where he wouldn't have taken it.
I think you nailed it. Hardy, I think that's what it is. I think they're all mad at each other. Because a year ago, the Bruins made an offer a full year ago before he was even a free agent that is similar in AAV, but not the number of years. It's short by 1 year. And that's a big chunk of money. Listen, let's not make light of $6-plus million. That's guaranteed money in hockey. I don't want to make it sound like they obviously were off the mark. But were they in the right ballpark at least?
A year ago, I can't believe that they're not interested in him to the point where they wouldn't even come back and talk to him some more. Now, the fact that there wasn't another offer doesn't mean they weren't talking, but it sounds like they weren't even talking. There weren't meaningful conversations going on.
I would agree.
Good luck on that second pairing. Good luck finding a guy to run your power play. Good luck. You really hamstrung this team before by letting the defensive core get depleted, either through trades or just the inability or unwillingness to work with some other players, age, injury. You just count them up between Boychuk and Seidenberg and Dougie Hamilton and everybody who had to, you know, who left this team and left your defense in shambles there for a couple of years. I don't want to see him go down that road again. I'm not saying Torey Krug is the next Bobby Orr, but he's pretty damn good.
They will suffer in the short term because of this. No doubt about it.
It's amazing how people take it, too. So I put that out on Twitter, because Krug's always been good to us. I said, hey, good luck, kid. Class act when you've been here. Everybody's, oh, pump your brakes, relax. He ain't Bobby Orr. I said, did I compare him to Bobby Orr?
You did.
People are nuts.
Why'd you call him Bobby Orr?
I didn't call him Bobby Orr.
Krug is Bobby Orr.
I said,
why'd
good
you
luck,
say
kid.
That?
Jesus. People just want to troll people. So I wrote back at him. Didn't say it.
Oh, good. Oh, well,
that
smart.
Showed him.
That was smart.
Yep.
Tim's in Nashua on Torey Krug's departure. Hey, Tim.
So you're done with Krug, and Chara does nothing but slow your progress for the future and now down.
You're very slow in the back end right now.
And do you get two defensemen, or do you get... You've got Smith, or do you get a forward and a defenseman? I say you get two decent defensemen. That way you know you're covered back there, because that speed loss with Krug is basically a huge eyesore.
I don't disagree with your theory, Tim. By the way, Chara? Who says Chara's back? Did he sign over the week? I didn't see that.
No.
Did that happen? Let's not get them in trouble for something they haven't done yet. He's a free agent. He can go sign anywhere he wants right now. And if you're the Bruins, don't get caught up in sentimentality on that one. If Char wants to keep playing and he wants to play elsewhere, let him play elsewhere. You don't have to keep him here. You don't have to keep him in a Bruins uniform or anything like that. He's still going to be remembered as a Bruin, still going to retire his number, all that good stuff. Like, you don't have to extend yourself to make sure he doesn't leave. Tom Brady just left town, for crying out loud, okay? Zdeno Chara can leave town. Like, it's okay. It's all right. Craig Smith, what was your reaction to that move?
Okay.
Yeah, my reaction is, oh, another depth piece. Great. Like, yay.
Oh, you better start getting bodies, though. At least it's something.
This team, the Bruins love to acquire third-line players, don't they? It's like if you needed to fill out the third lines across the NHL, you could do it with guys the Bruins have signed over the years.
It's a big analytics guy.
Oh, my God. I know he's a big analytics guy.
Like, not him personally, but in the analytics world, he's a good player, yeah.
I knew what you meant.
I really want you to.
The analytics crowd loves him. I know that.
I just want you to come in here and just try to blend as much as you can. But hey, normally you're going to be around that third, fourth line.
Yeah.
We've had this fantastic lines over the years. You can talk to Sean Thornton and what he's been able to do. There's one year they called it the Merlot line.
Just outside of a top six guy, always.
We got the high glass line. We got all everything.
They will sign more seventh best forwards than anyone in the league. Like, no, he's probably not a top six guy, but easily the seventh best forward.
He's right there. He was right there with them.
They love those guys. And that's what it is to me. Like, all right then. Yay. Mike is in Florida on the Krug deal. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Craig Smith is actually pretty good. He's a proven 20-plus goal scorer for $3-plus million a year. But as far as Torrey Krug goes, I'll tell you, the money was actually the same. If you look into that, it was about term, not money. Okay, and as far as that goes, I'm glad he's gone because the Bruins need size. Okay, that's why they lost to Tampa Bay. That's why they lost to St. Louis. They're not big enough. They're not tough enough.
Aren't term and money in the NHL sort of the same thing?
Say that again?
Term and money can sort of be interchangeable in the NHL.
Because now you're looking at, you're locking up your cap. It's a hard cap.
Well, not if you buy out veterans at the end of their deal, like a guy who would be 37 years old at the end.
Hold on a second. You're saying the Bruins lost to St. Louis because Torrey Krug was too small? They lost to St. Louis because they couldn't figure out a way to get scoring out of their top two lines. Hello?
He's not there anymore. Last 4 years for Craig Smith, goals, 12, 25, 21, 18. Yeah, he's in the ballpark. In the ballpark there. Also a guy on the wrong side of 30, by the way. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Coming up next is the Sounds of Sunday.
Sunday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is.
It's not as important as you think. Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zoe and Beatles Sounds of Sunday.
Guys that are in decline aren't supposed to do that, Bob.
There's something happening here. What they're saying ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a mic over there.
See him over there.
Talking nonsense over the air. I think it's time we stopped and listened to the sounds of Sunday coming down.
Yes, yes, yes. Time for the Sounds of Sunday.
Are we going to get in the pocket or what? Yeah. There we go.
There it is.
Hello. All right. Sounds of Sunday. We're going to start with the Sound of Saturday. Gus Johnson on the call of the Red River Rivalry. I did not watch this. I saw it on the highlights. Oklahoma with a chance to win it with a field goal in overtime. Here we go.
31 yards away.
So bad.
I gotta remember that for
so
big calls.
What is that? Bad.
I gotta remember this for big calls.
98.5 the Sports Hub!
The Sports Hub! Foxborough!
That
it's football!
Things!
It's East!
How do you say that kicker's name, Brickich? Is that how you say it?
I got another one for him.
You know that he didn't miss a kick last year? He didn't miss a single kick last year.
That's right. He was, 19 of 19 last year or something like that?
Oh, I think it was more than that in his college career. Like, how many kicks he had hit straight.
Wow.
And he shanked it. I think he had trouble last week, too. Gabe Brickich.
Oh, man. Not good.
All right. So let's move on here to Steelers rookie receiver Chase Claypool. Not to be confused with Les. He had a huge day. 4 touchdowns. Rondé Barber made a joke during the Fox broadcast. Did he mention the Fox Network in the middle of it?
Fox football!
Here's a joke! Fox!
College football!
Football! NFL!
He's been killing them underneath. 3 touchdowns today, and he's with the likes of James Franco. Pretty good. Franco Harris. Pretty good.
James, he confused Franco Harris with James Franco. Now, that's a first. That's a first. I don't think James Franco has been confused with Franco Harris before.
Is that a real thing?
Hold on a second. There's a lot more to get to, but I had to stop it there.
Pretty good. Franco Harris. Pretty good. I was waiting for you to correct me, Kenny. That's why I did it on purpose. I wanted you to correct me.
That is the first Steeler rookie since Eric Green with 3 touchdowns in 1 game. Not sure James Franco ever scored 3 touchdowns in 1 game.
I know.
He's a good actor. I know.
I don't think they was doing that as a joke. I don't think he was doing it. I think he had a brain fart.
I failed to see the joke.
Where's
it's not even funny.
I failed to see.
He's with the likes of James Franco.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Good. Franco Harris. Pretty good. I was waiting for you to correct me, Kenny. That's why I did it on purpose.
No, you didn't. All right, moving on. Cowboys radio. Here's call the Dak Prescott injury.
Oh, no.
This is not going to be good.
And here's a quarterback draw up the middle. Prescott bouncing out to the left across the 20. He's inside the Sherwin-Williams red zone. 19.
Boy, and he's hurt.
Yard
Dak Prescott's hurt.
Oh, good.
The Sherwin-Williams red zone. Like, I get that they have a lot of sponsors on this Cowboys broadcast. The end zone sponsors, the red zone sponsored, the extra point sponsored. All of it's sponsored, which is great. Hey, hope you're killing it, making lots of money.
Making money.
You got to use it in the call of the play?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's at the 30, he's at the 25, he's crossed the 20 into the Sherwin-Williams red zone. Touchdown, Cowboys!
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
Westwood One used to do that with the Heinz red zone.
Sure.
Every time they entered the red zone, they'd hit the Heinz red zone.
Silly.
I didn't like the way he fell. When you run your quarterback, you're always taking a chance. He's holding his right leg.
I didn't like the way he fell either. Don't forget to fall into fall savings with your local Big Y. That ankle is pointing the wrong way. Brought to you by Safeway, our wrong way injury of the game.
He couldn't brace himself. He had the ball and the right shoulder came down, but it's the right knee or right leg, I should say, that he's holding.
Yeah, that's going to get McCarthy off the sideline.
Well, and the official there in front of him immediately waved for medical personnel to come over and attend to Dak.
That ankle looks dislocated. Hey, if you're ready to relocate, do it with Remax. They're a dislocation relocation sponsor of today's game.
It looks like he's going to need an MRI. Make sure you get to the experts at Shields MRI. Yeah.
Call my boy Joe Turco.
What are we doing?
The Turco Group.
Oh, that's what happens when you run with your quarterback. Did I mention that America runs on Duncan?
Sure. Hey, when we get out, when he gets out of there, man, we're going to have a pyrotechnical display from our good friends at Atlas Fireworks.
Good grief. All right, Tony Dungy talking about Dak on Football Night in America.
And you know what? As tough as this is for Dak Prescott, it might be a blessing in disguise for the Cowboys. They've got a good veteran quarterback who can make some plays, and this might cause them to get back to their old formula.
Oh, my God.
Lean on the running game. Lean on Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
Help that defense out by controlling the ball.
Dumbest thing I've heard.
Not only that, just...
So, I currently do not have a real agent. You know, in the sports business, I do have marketing agents, but if I was going to sign on a new agent,
yeah,
I am available to give you so much more than what that man Tony Dungy can give you. He's telling you it's a blessing in disguise that Dak Prescott got hurt. Your only offense, and you're going to get back to basics.
I mean, that's not even just bad analysis.
Bad timing.
It's just offensive.
Bad room.
Oh, what a hard take. Everything. Like, dude, Andy Dalton's the backup. What are you talking about?
He screws. He's a veteran. Oh, it's a blessing in disguise.
There's no positive view of the Dak injury. I'm sorry. There's no silver lining there, dude.
He screws something up every week.
It's not a blessing. Yeah, it's like the best thing you can do in that situation is say, it doesn't have to be all doom and gloom for the Patriots. You know, they have Dalton there. He's a veteran, and maybe they can get back to it. But to call it a blessing in disguise?
Oh, man.
Yeah, ridiculous. All right, Greg Gumbel on the call for the Ravens-Bengals game. Lamar Jackson, quarterback in Baltimore. Gumbel seemed to think maybe it was, I don't know, not him?
Second and seven. Murray got rid of it and incomplete on second and 14. Murray on the move again. Looking, and lobs it incomplete. To third and 14 now, and Murray pulls it down once, now throws, and it is caught inside the 10-yard line. Quick snap, Murray pulls it down twice, and then to the end zone for the touchdown.
Four or five times he called Lamar Jackson Murray, like Kyler Murray? What the hell's the matter with Greg Gumbel? Okay,
forget Greg Gumbel for a minute. How did nobody tell him? How is his director, producer, whoever?
Play it again.
Not in his ear.
Play it again.
Sue Bird in the.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. That's right there.
Second and seven. Murray got rid of it and incomplete on second and 14. Murray on the move again. Looking, and lobs it incomplete to third and 14 now. And Murray pulls it down once, now throws, and it is caught inside the 10-yard line. Quick snap, Murray. Pulls it down twice and then to the end zone for the touchdown.
That's unbelievable.
That's weird.
I don't know how that happens. All right, moving on. Seahawks came from behind with a late game winning drive against the Vikings. Did you guys watch the end of this one last night?
No.
No, but we're going to talk more about it. It's good. Right. Good clip to play.
It was fantastic. Russell Wilson was thinking of something after the game, not necessarily NFL or NBA.
Was it Sierra?
WNBA.
Oh.
Like Sue Bird in the clutch, you know? I felt like because our defense made that unbelievable stop on fourth and one, you know, they just picked me up in that situation. You know, we kept believing. I was cheering them on. We kept believing everybody. Sure enough, fourth and one, we get a huge, huge, amazing stop by the defense. And sure enough, okay, here we go. Let's go win the game.
I mean, it makes sense. She's probably a big deal in Seattle, where she plays. Right?
Oh.
Like, there's probably a lot of coverage of Sue Bird in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Is there?
I don't know. Like, if you gave people, hey, you got to name someone in the
WNBA.
Sounds
like Hot Topic would be trending.
She's one of those top-of-mind type of names.
Uh-huh. It feels like me trying to shoehorn in an Ultimate Frisbee reference.
All right, no, I'm only saying it like this. Party,
US Open.
Party, if Boston had a WNBA team and they had one of the stars in the league on it, it would probably garner some local coverage. All right.
I don't know.
He's trying too hard.
I don't think he is. I'm sure that name is commonly heard in the Seattle media.
Oh, that was a clutch throw there. Like Kenny Dobbins for New York Ultimate. That was amazing. No, That's, I don't think
you guys are reaching. You're being overly critical.
Are we?
Russ Wilson.
How about Pete Carroll? You think he was overly critical?
Bad everything. Like, dude, Andy Dalton's the backup. What are you talking about?
He screws. He's a veteran. Oh, it's a blessing in disguise.
There's no positive view of the Dak injury. I'm sorry. There's no silver lining there, dude.
He screws something up every week.
It's not a blessing. Yeah, it's like the best thing you can do in that situation is say, it doesn't have to be all doom and gloom for the Patriots. You know, they have Dalton there. He's a veteran, and maybe they can get back to it. But to call it a blessing in disguise?
Oh, man.
Yeah, ridiculous. All right, Greg Gumbel on the call for the Ravens-Bengals game. Lamar Jackson, quarterback in Baltimore. Gumbel seemed to think maybe it was, I don't know, not him?
Second and seven. Murray got rid of it and incomplete on second and 14. Murray on the move again. Looking, and lobs it incomplete. To third and 14 now, and Murray pulls it down once, now throws, and it is caught inside the 10-yard line. Quick snap, Murray pulls it down twice, and then to the end zone for the touchdown.
Four or five times he called Lamar Jackson Murray, like Kyler Murray? What the hell's the matter with Greg Gumbel?
Okay, forget Greg Gumbel for a minute. How did nobody tell him? How is his director, producer, whoever?
Play it again.
Not in his ear.
Play it again.
Sue Bird in the.
Oh, here it is. Hold on. That's right there.
Second and seven. Murray got rid of it and incomplete on second and 14. Murray on the move again. Looking, and lobs it incomplete. To third and 14 now, and Murray pulls it down once, now throws, and it is caught inside the 10-yard line. Quick snap, Murray pulls it down twice and then to the end zone for the touchdown.
That's unbelievable.
That's weird.
I don't know how that happens. All right, moving on. Seahawks came from behind with a late game winning drive against the Vikings. Did you guys watch the end of this one last night?
No.
No, but we're going to talk more about it. It's good. Right. Good clip to play.
It was fantastic. Russell Wilson was thinking of something after the game, not necessarily NFL or NBA.
Was it Sierra?
WNBA.
Oh. I felt like Sue Bird in the clutch, you know? I felt like because our defense made that unbelievable stop on fourth and one, you know, they just picked me up in that situation. You know, we kept believing. I was cheering them on. Hey, we kept believing everybody. Sure enough, fourth and one, we get a huge, huge, amazing stop by the defense. And sure enough, okay, here we go. Let's go win the game.
I mean, it makes sense. She's probably a big deal in Seattle where she plays. Right?
Oh.
Like, there's probably a lot of coverage of Sue Bird in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
Is there?
I don't know. Like, if you gave people, hey, you got to name someone in the
WNBA.
Sounds
like Hot Topic would be trending.
She's one of those top of mind type of names.
Uh-huh. It feels like me trying to shoehorn in an Ultimate Frisbee reference.
All right, no, I'm only saying it like this. Party,
US Open.
Party, if Boston had a WNBA team and they had one of the stars in the league on it, it would probably garner some local coverage. All right.
I don't know.
He's trying too hard.
I don't think he is. I'm sure that name is commonly heard in the Seattle media.
Oh, that was a clutch throw there. Like Kenny Dobbins for New York Ultimate. That was amazing. No, that's. I don't think
you guys are reaching. You're being overly critical.
Are we?
Russ Wilson.
How about Pete Carroll? You think he was overly critical of his team? Here's what I think happened. Our final bit of sound. Pete Carroll, post game, Seahawks win. You know how Pete is. He's probably like, guys, calm down. We got the win, but we got a lot to work on.
Right.
That's what.
Is that what he was like when you played for him?
Be humble. Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing he's going to be like. He's going to be measured. He's not going to get too carried away.
Can you win the game in the first quarter?
That answer is no.
No. Can you win the game in the second quarter?
No.
Can you win the game in the third quarter?
No.
Can you win the game in the fourth quarter? So much come through, so much belief. What a freaking nice that was. Can you wait a little bit longer? Maybe that's the only thing we could ask.
Oh, my God.
All right, Pete
C. He's right, though. They spotted him 13.
5-0, those Seahawks.
They're good.
They're rolling. Let's talk more about that game, shall we?
Yes.
The ending of that game, how it came to be that the Seahawks are 5-0. We'll do that right after headlines. There are no commercials here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.